It's time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the world of astronomy and what's happening in our skies overhead. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, what's going on?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week's stargazers, we have Venus, Mars, and Saturn visible during the evening. Venus will be setting in the west around about 6 p.m. It will be followed by Saturn also at around about 6 p.m. And then finally Mars, which will set around about 9:15 p.m. Now, the moon is going to be waning this week. Definitely look out for the Leonid meteor shower this Sunday. You may expect to see between 10 to 15 meteors per hour. Look for these in our island skies on Sunday night. So the best direction to look for the Leonids will be in the east.
Meteors are fun. And speaking of fun, you had recently had an interesting discovery that related to the Mauna Kea summit. We have another one, and this one relates to the Keck observatories, I believe.
That's right. Another discovery from Mauna Kea, this time from scientists using the twin 10-meter telescopes of the Keck Observatory. Last week, it was announced that scientists using the telescope have been tracking an unusual object in the center of the galaxy. They call it G2.
Now, the center of the galaxy, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, is that where some kind of very dangerous black hole might reside?
It is indeed. Scientists have tracked G2 as it approached the center of the Milky Way, and they were hoping for a cosmic fireworks display as the black hole consumed G2. Except, there were no cosmic fireworks.
So what went on there?
G2 did everything the scientists thought it would do. It began its journey towards the galactic center, then, unexpectedly, it passed right by without being destroyed. At first, scientists thought G2 was a gas cloud. Now, gas clouds are real easy prey for a black hole. They are easily disrupted by gravity and make for a great show when they fall into a black hole. Except that's not what happened here, much to the disappointment of the astronomers watching it. This means G2 must have been something else, something other than a gas cloud.
And what do you think the chances are, Christopher, G2 might be a star?
It's possible. And in fact, you may be onto something. Astronomers think that G2 may in fact be an object that was formed by two merging stars. This means that it's fairly stable and much tougher a nut to crack for the black hole. G2 is happily surviving in the center of the extreme environment of the galactic core.
And we know this from Keck.
That's absolutely right. But not everybody tends to agree with the guys at Keck.
What's the story there?
Well, another group of scientists claim that G2 was a gas cloud and that it started to break up but formed back together again. And as always with the center of the galaxy, the mystery continues.
And also on that note of mystery, Christopher, it's kind of an exciting week. I'm assuming you're going to be paying close attention. I guess it's this coming Wednesday that the European Space Agency lands their spaceship on the comet.
That's right. The European spacecraft Rosetta will be deploying its Philae lander to the surface of Comet 67P. And this is amazing because it's the first time that a spacecraft has ever attempted to land on the surface of a comet.
And it's this coming Wednesday, right? And they're broadcasting it. I keep seeing the promos live on TV. I mean, what a development that is.
That's amazing. You can also watch it live on the web, too, at the ESA website.
Like that. Well, Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week here for Stargazer.